everybody. This is Christy. I am the Intimate Warrior. I thank you so much for stopping by. And as always, I send you love. You know, along our journey here, of course, as we, it's 1:11 on the clock, and hopefully I'll make a connection with that to you guys as well. Just wanted to make a note of that. Through our ascension process, hopefully you have picked up on that your journey is going to take you through many forms of knowledge. You are going to have to work through different forms of knowledge so that you can learn about who you are. There's no right and wrong in this journey, but you have to be open to more, no matter what. Because if you are limiting yourself, then that means you are a limit and you're still full of some form of doubt, right? Faith is eternal. Love is eternal. We should always strive to develop in faith continuously. Our daily walks in life should develop our faith continuously. Prove it continuously. Therefore, proving the love within our hearts so that we know who we are in order to reach enlightenment, or I really like complete self-realization. So I have been talking about the Hebrew alphabet here lately because I am working with the Zohar. This is the law. I am fulfilling the law and I am going back to the point of creation. The Ten Commandments have been put in place. It have been put in place for a reason. And so I want to give you a recent example or a recent experience here. And it's really nothing big, but it is. A few days ago, and I'm shouting here in my own mind, in my own head, in my own house. So let me just try and calm down here. A few days ago, my husband was talking about stealing. We've been talking about that for about a week, you know, if for some reason, not some reason. You know, just like that, my husband's point of view is that it's kind of like the worst thing that you can do. You steal from somebody else who has worked so hard. Now, there is so many ways that we can steal from people. We rob their time, robbing energy, stealing personal property, you know, or money, whatever it is. There's a lot that can be stolen. So I wanted to bring all of this connection. Everything that links up that I talk about is making a connection to where we are. And you have to really understand your experiences. I hope you can, because that's how you learn about who you are in your life. And it's not about, again, you know, I don't need to learn about my husband. I don't, because he needs to learn about himself. I need to know and learn from what he talks about or does in his life and how it affects me. When I know how it affects me, I learn about who I am. So the eighth commandment is thou shalt not steal. When we are stealing property, it is because, you know, everything about us, everything that we have and that we do is a form of a thought that takes hold as an emotion that begins to control us. When we are not in alignment with love, our emotions are all over the place. When our emotions are all over the place, it means our hormones are off. Hormones have a natural process to make everything else in your body and therefore life seem irrational. So keep that in mind. We're dealing with lots of emotion right now. And lots of emotion doesn't just come from our hormone glands, whether it's pituitary or pineal gland, a thymus gland, our endocrine system. It also stems from our heart, okay? Our heart is our an emotional body where love, you know, is supposed to take hold. So I have been, I guess, did I mention this because of, did I mention this? I don't know. Okay, so because of where we currently are, working through Taurus or the Bull or Ox, also in relationship to Aleph of the Hebrew alphabet, but because the similarity of Ox is the shape of the Aleph, if you look at a pictograph, but because Taurus works with the throat, we are talking about Doth. This is the secret doorway to knowledge. Knowledge can be, like I mentioned in my other videos, can be taken in a good way or a bad way, like the tree of life of good and evil, or the tree of life of knowledge of good and evil. So we have two options here. And only through the heart of God are we given keys to the kingdom. When we have actually merged here through the doorway of knowledge, what happens is that Melkoth, or the bottom of the tree of life, is going to rise. That is the bottom pyramid. It's going to rise and flip into creating the six-pointed star, the star of David. The star of David in many religions, or in Hebrew, signifies the true, if the religion or Jewish community. In the Bible, it talks about being the true Jew and the chosen ones. It has nothing to actually do with people in this reality or a segregated group of people, okay? It's not the actual Jewish community only, or anybody who is born of Israel, okay, or into becoming a Jew. I hope you understand what I'm talking about. Just because your religion or your bloodline stems from Jewish history doesn't mean that you are already the chosen one, okay? I think you guys know that in this reality, there's lots of people who talk about, well, you know, the Jews control. You know, I've heard that a lot in, or in like in California, there's so much control there. Even in politics, there's, you know, you hear all those things. And not just in this community, of course, but because we're talking about being Jewish, I'm mentioning it. So, this is not what it's about. You purifying yourself, purifying your elements, is what creates the true bloodline of Christ, the true bloodline, the beginning of the bloodline of purity. It begins by you purifying yourself and getting center into the heart. And when the heart is finally so in love, you are in so resonance in love that the three flames of the threefold flame are able to maintain themselves in complete balance, harmoniously, in alignment with themselves. They no longer are, you know, wisdom is not too much, knowledge is not too much, love is not too much. All are equal flames. Equality, equal, the balancing of the three flames, is going to allow you the secret doorway to knowledge that rises to the kingdom to open. That is the key to heaven. The Star of David is the key to heaven. And so as I was saying, and going back to the emotional body, when our emotions are out of balance, we feel sorrow, guilt, greed. Greed, now that I'm talking about stealing here, greed makes us steal and makes war. When we have lots of greed, and we have been witnessing greed take place through lots of riots, through what has been taking place for the past couple of years, or and it's kind of subsided, you know, those riots and everything that were taking place. But, people steal all the time, and you hear about this in the news. It is a form of the emotional body being out of balance, okay? And this is, of course, takes you back into the heart. But the heart has to have a balance of the mind. And it talks about in the Bible that, the red horse is a part of the emotional body. And also, if you understand this or the symbolism within red, and because emotions that are out of control are more demon-like or devil-like, are a form of Satan, okay? And that's where the devil gets his red coloring from that we, see so much in movies or cartoons. You have that connection there. Thankfully, the rider of the red horse is given a sword. Now, I talk about sword when it comes to, I think I mentioned it in one of my videos about Zion. It looks like a sword, and also is also about the seventh day of creation, which is part of the Divine Mother who helps assist you on your journey. The sword also signifies truth because the sword can be a two-edged sword, which comes from the mouth. Okay, lots of people who steal are liars, right? They are liars. And in order for us to actually receive the key of David, the key of David here, we have to uphold the law. Upholding the law again allows for the threefolded flame to maintain its vibratory rate. For you, for the elements to rise into the throat. Now, this is where, again, the alto major through the medulla oblongata connect through the throat chakra. Now, this also is going to work with the crown. All of it is connected through the point of all creation as well. So, as me and my husband and I, excuse me, have been talking about theft, I have been prepared, okay? Thief. And we woke up this morning and something was stolen off of our property. So, my husband's having a reaction and I'm having a reaction. My mind is thinking of all of the people that we have known who's been on our property here lately, because the cops, they make you think about things like that. And I'm like, I really don't like to point the finger at anybody. I don't want to do this. I don't want to say it's this person and that person. But the mind and ego is very, very heavy and can easily make you slip to point the finger on someone. Now let's go more spiritually speaking here. When you steal from someone, when the elements are being robbed from you, your counterpart, because this is always about your counterpart, masculine and feminine, or mother and father, or Adam and Eve, or Joseph and Mary, whatever it is, Ida, Pingala, all of these, the devil, okay, the devil as well. So you have all of this sexual energy here that can be stolen from you. When the ego is fully intact, it can rob you of your substance if the heart is not in center, is not in alignment with love. That is what stealing is all about. All of this, the stuff in the Bible, has nothing to do with anything in this reality. Of course, everything in this reality helps to, give us the expression of who we truly are. So you have to be thankful for our experiences. You really should be thankful for your experiences because they show you about all of those thoughts you're going through. Therefore, all of these attachments and Negative emotions are going to stay within your emotional body and transfer through all of your other spiritual bodies. And this is what robs us, what robs the divine substance from being created and moving forward into the crown. So when we are actually dealing with love here, being in the vibration of love continuously, of course, this means that we are now balancing or maintaining the threefold inflamed heart within the heart center. Also, the pineal and pituitary glands are going to produce the hormones and stabilize these hormones. The pituitary gland is known as Philadelphia. Okay, this is the Church of Philadelphia. And Philadelphia means brotherly love or unconditional love. And it works through the choroid plexus. This is also known as the master gland, where the seat of intuition is. And is only going to become complete or have that complete hookup when you have received the key of David. And so it says in Revelations 3, 7 through 8 or something, and to the angel of the church in Philadelphia, write these things, saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. So I've mentioned that phrase, that the door that no man can shut. It again goes to the back of the skull where the ulna major or the medulla oblongata is into the fourth ventricle, which sits into the back of the throat. So this is why I have had symptoms here recently, but I have gone through these symptoms or upgrades several times through my ascension cycle, and so will you. As we move through different parts of our ascension cycle, through our spiritual bodies, and through the higher levels, we're always going to come back to the same thing that we began with in the beginning or worked with at a lower level, just at a higher octave frequency, higher initiation. Okay, so I hope you understand that. It's not that, oh, why am I feeling this all over again? Well, you know what? Thoughts and emotions run deep. Experiences run deep. Blood is forever being created. And as we hold and maintain love, new blood is created via the divine substance through the Holy Spirit. You guys know that the key of David or the star of David is formed by two interconnected triangles. This is the connection of father that has split into father, the father, mother, and son, or the father, the Holy Trinity, excuse me, and then also the mother of the lower triangle, inverted triangle, also completing up with the Holy Trinity. Okay, so those connect again together to unite and create the Star of David, which is the secret doorway to knowledge within the throat. I thought it was quite interesting how it's lining up here. Anyway, we have recovered what was stolen, thankfully, but we still don't know who has actually taken from us. But you know, nobody can take anything from you when you are full. And that's the purpose, and that's what the Ten Commandments signify. Fullness of self, because there is 10 commandments that we must fulfill. The law, of course, love fulfills the law. That's why if you are doing any single thing, and I know a lot of us don't kill, a lot of us are not committing. Well, you know what? We are, because nothing is about actually physically killing another human being or anything like that. we are destroying the divine substance by being angry, negative, greedy, all that stuff. We are killing pure substance within us that is already there, and we're committing adultery when we are not allowing the divine feminine or divine masculine to mix properly. We're doing everything. We're not keeping the Sabbath day holy, because the Sabbath day is the divine mother. We are forgetting who the divine mother is and what her purpose is in our path. Now, to keep it holy, also, I want to really explain this. We're not supposed to either put her above the divine father, because you shall not have any other gods before me. We are supposed to have equality here, no matter what we're working with. Both are necessary. So, you know, you hear lots of people of always talking about the rise of the divine feminine, and they're using it in the form of this one is better than that one. You'll hear it, and you can tell when people are using that, and you know, it's, you know, and using it as this one is better than this one, instead of actually having equality. So, I mentioned that the eighth letter of the Hebrew alphabet is Chet in a previous video. Now, Chet is the combination of Vav and Zayin that have been united by the yoke, which also can act as a nail. And this is also the same thing as what the ox, we are in Taurus, have placed above their shoulders to unite. I also use it as the altar where two people stand under in order to get married. It signifies unification of both masculine and feminine, or father and mother, the unity. And also Chet signifies life. It comes from the word Chaim. I guess that's how you pronounce it, which is life, or Chaya, which means living. So you can also use that as like the living water that God is always promising us. When you total the number of Vav and Zayin that make up Chet, it is 13. 13 always hooks up in the heart. It is the 12 aspects of deity plus the 13th of Jesus Christ in the center, or the Messiah, our Messiah. It's under my video, I think it was of the doorway. Chet and the doorway of life. So you can see that it's what the blood stain above the doorway is that I mentioned in my video. We all know that number 8 signifies not just the infinity sign. It signifies a new concept or a new way of beginning new ways. And we're also creeping our way up to the new moon, which is also about new beginnings, right? New beginnings. So there's lots involved here, and I thought it was really, you can call it ironic, I like to call it beautiful, how it is working here, especially in my life, with the eighth commandment, with what I have already been talking about. Christ rose the eighth day. You know, it, of course, it begins a new week cycle for us, but it was actually the eighth day that he rose on. And so what we're actually talking about here before I say goodbye is true love. True love. It's, of course, we have to really love people in our reality. And whether they are doing, we think they're doing good or not, whether or not we think that they are there for us or not, we have to choose love. That's how we learn what love is and give greater value to love. But we really have to love Christ we really have to love? God. And it's up to you to really understand what these things are. I love God. I love Christ. These are great elements within me. These are great beings within me that are teaching me on the path to eternity here. This is going to make you complete and whole. If you are always focused on the outside world being blah, a terrible place, and if you're always blaming other things and being negative, I don't care if you have one negative word a day. You know, and I do. Sometimes I'm like, gosh, I am so tired. And how I say that, even today, when we woke up and something was stolen from us off our property. You know, you get into the form of somebody is here. I feel violated. Why do you feel violated? That's an issue that you have to work through. Someone stole this from me. Now I feel like they've taken something that is of great value outside of me. Nothing can harm you when you are unified, when you are whole, when you are complete within yourself. And love is what fulfills that whole. It is what fulfills the law. So I thought I'd go ahead and share that today. And I'm going to probably make a few other videos of just things that I have been noticing now as I am working on a different form of knowledge here in connection to who I am. You know, and so, of course, more energetic updates or anything. We're working through Aleph here or Taurus as well. So lots of information. I have had done so many, I've done so much research pertaining to the information that has been given to me. So I hope there's a lot more that I can give to you guys that's going to give you guys value in your own life. Until next time, this is Christy. Much love, health, and healing your way. I am bringing purpose to your life. Take care.